This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Talk Show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa!
Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked! Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the Falcons and what's the latest, what's going on with our squad. A.J. Terrell, our first-round pick, had a chance to speak to the media along with Calvin Ridley and also Dante Fowler, who you heard on the radio station. It's on radio.com if you want to go check it out. Mike, I do want to mention this as we get into the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll talk plenty more about Mike Soroka and the Braves, who continue to be in action tonight. But the SEC has said they won't hold traditional fall camps. They're delaying practice until August 17th. But as part of the plan, teams can practice 25 times over a 40-day period beginning on August 17th. This is coming from Sports Illustrated. During that time, schools have to adhere to the NCAA's normal in-season football access time of 20 countable hours a week. They only can practice for so many hours. So 2 days or 2 days off each week are required. I only say this to say that's pushed back from the start of what we thought would be the start of SEC training camps per se. So right. The practice date now delayed till August 17th.
Also found out that there was some confusion about some of the testing we heard of you listening to Yeah Man No Man with Derek Jeter talking about what happened to the Marlins. Apparently, there was some confusion about the Marlins and their game that was supposed to go down because there were some tests that were apparently called, described as inconclusive, you know, COVID-19.
Okay. Yeah.
And apparently, they got that resolved. Multiple coronavirus tests for the Marlins came back inconclusive, says Jeff Passan, of course, covers baseball for ESPN. They reran them and they all came back negative. So the Marlins are expected, fingers crossed, to finally return tonight. I remember the Braves are playing the Blue Jays. Blue Jays haven't played a game since July 31st.
Wow, that's right.
So, again, everybody's sort of pivoting. But, yeah, we got lots to talk about, including more on college football. And as we get into the NFL and the Falcon Report, we find out now the NFL lays down how you can opt out. And there's really only two options for the players now.
Yeah, and I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing. I just think it gives guys who want to play – they have a deadline until Thursday, by the way, and you know, guys now know exactly what it's going to take for them if they want to opt out. But it's not going to be anything on their own doing. Basically, a new diagnosis reveals that a player is a high risk, and that's going to obviously give them an opportunity to opt out. Or a player's family member dies, that's a given. Or
he's hospitalized, right?
Yeah, or is in the hospital or otherwise moved to a medical facility because of COVID-19 or related conditions. So after Thursday at 4 o'clock, that's going to be the only two ways you're going to be able to opt out. And so, you know, we've had 45 players already opt out the 2020 season. As I said, I think we'll have more before Thursday, Mike. But after that, this is what, you know, it's going to be if you want to opt out. And I don't know how many of these guys, obviously, you know, basically are going to get a new diagnosis that reveals that they have a high-risk conditions. I think most of these guys already know what their conditions are, which is why they're making the decision to play.
So now we're going to see where, you know, the Falcons go. Right now, I just added it up from NFL Network. We are one of only seven teams now, Carl, of all the teams in the NFL. Only seven have not had a player opt out. So right now, as we said, everybody's kind of hanging. And we've heard from Dan Quinn. 49ers are one of those teams. Also, up until just recently, the Cardinals were one. Then Marcus Gilbert, who was, remember, the former Steeler, was with the Steelers for many years. He's decided to opt out. It wasn't a big deal, but he had a contract with those guys. Chargers haven't had anybody opt out. Also, as I mentioned, us, the Raiders and the Rams and the Steelers. Everyone else has had at least one player. Of course, you know, we talked about, you know, Damian Patriots. Williams being a big name, and the Patriots had all those dudes kind of split this year.
So we'll see where it goes between now and Thursday, but the NFL laying down the law because
it's over 50. You think we'll see a bunch of dudes make it in that decision in the 11th hour?
Potentially. I just think guys are still trying to figure it out. You know, even at camp, I think some guys are like, "Do I really want to do this?" And how the season's going to go. It's one thing to say, "Yeah, I want to play," and then you get into it and you realize, okay, this may be more than what I was anticipating, you know, the testing and everything that's involved. And then some guys just, you know, again, don't want to take the risk of putting their families at risk. So we'll see what happens. I'm curious to know how many more guys are going to opt out. It is Dukes and Bell, brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Guys, as always, find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game, as always, to keep you updated on what's going on. Let's talk about A.J. Terrell, Mike. The number one pick, or the first round pick, should I say, for our Falcons in this last draft. We had the young man on. Seems like, you know, he's all about it. He had a great career at Clemson. It was time to go. I know some people thought maybe this was a reach. I said, let's let the young man play. Let's see what he's got. And so he comes in, and today he speaks to the media and says the number one goal for him is to earn his keep. He says to compete every day and to make his presence felt. I already like him, Mike. Then he went on to say he wants to, quote, add juice to the Falcons' defense.
Yeah.
Give me and some of that. He wants to create turnovers, Mike Beck.
Yeah. What? Turnovers? Yeah, man, that's what we need. That's what's missing. You know what? Those are two of my buzzwords, turnovers and juice and hot sauce. He didn't mention hot sauce, but I'll take it. Yeah, man, Carl, he's right. We need swag. We need juice. Call it what you want to call it. Attitude. Playmakers making plays. You saw it with the 49ers last year. You saw it, obviously, with all the teams that went deep in the playoffs, and we ain't got it. I'm sorry. So hopefully that changes this year.
Well, I like the attitude. I mean, again, it's not about me. He doesn't come in. He's just like, listen, I want to earn my keep. And I want to compete every day, but the whole thing is
just like that, didn't he?
Yes, he came.
And then he yelled out to no one in particular. Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, I am. No, I just love the fact that he came off like that. And then, you know, he's talking about the fact that you know, he wants to create turnovers. Man, that's big time stuff. That's what I want to hear from my rookies. Now, can he do it? Will he be able to? We'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, Calvin Ridley. How good is Calvin Ridley? How good can Calvin Ridley be? First of all, he says that I'm 100% today, which I think we all kind of knew, and we had heard that he had been working out in the offseason as well and got with Matt and all of that. But here's what Ridley said, Mike, that made me kind of stand up. He says, coming in as the number two this year, I expect more balls to be thrown my way, and that means I'll have more yards in return. So he's already had, you know, a couple of 800-yard seasons.
Right. He's on pace for 1,000 yards. We could have definitely had those 2,000-yard receivers last year with him and Julio.
I think that's what we're going to get this year. I really do. I think Calvin Ridley gets the benefit of the doubt of, I'd rather double Julio and roll the dice with Calvin Ridley. Well, good luck, because one-on-one, he's just a beast. So teams are rolling the dice, and then that's when, you know, he throws that one or two moves, and next thing you know, Matt's throwing it up 45 yards down the field, and he's going to the house. I agree with him. I think he's going to have 1,000 yards, given the health. You know, again, we always talk about that. And I also think he's going to have 10 touchdowns, Mike, because he was on pace to do that last year if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, for guys who don't remember, he had 7 touchdowns last year, guys, on 63 receptions before he got injured. So, yeah, he was totally on pace. He had 866 yards, as we mentioned. So it's not like we're sitting there going, well, if, woulda, coulda, shoulda. No, he totally would have easily gotten there. So, unfortunately, yeah, he had the injury. And ironically, that shows you just how, I mean, shows you how badass Julio is. You know, how much more Julio had to do down the stretch in some of those wins, you know, because of the nature of how defenses were going to attack the Falcons. So, yeah, man, you know, we love Ridley's ability. I mean, I know that guys say, well, what about the third receiver without Sanu? You know, we still got a bunch of guys, okay? We've got Gage, and we've talked about, I always screw up the name. Alamadadi, Alamawidi, Alamadadade, doo-da-dee, the wide receiver.
Yes.
That guy. Still can't get that name right. Call, I might as well just call him Otto BC from Oz. But anyway, him. And then, of course, Laquan Treadwell.
Don't you talk bad about Laquan Treadwell.
We're, you know, we're Tom and Dan's house of first-round busters. So, look, if you believe in a second chance, this is the spot. The Raiders made, obviously, Super Bowls out of taking, you know, the island of misfit toys and making it work. I don't know about some of these cats, but we've accumulated more first-rounders than anybody in the league.
Alameda? Is that who you're talking about?
Alameda Zacchaeus.
Yeah. That just makes me laugh because we do. That's a tough name.
No, it's for me. It's like the old fantasy football commercial with like when the guy's doing the draft and he's like, Hushmanzada. Hushmanzada. That's the one. Yeah, that's him. So, yeah, that's that. There's some names. That just like Wes Druham with Polynesian names. We all have our weak spots, Carl. And for me, it's Zacchaeus.
Alameda. Yeah. By the way, Calvin Ridley says, and this is a direct quote, he says, I'm hungry to show I'm easily a 1,000-yard receiver. So he is bursting with confidence, and I'm with it, man. I have no problems with this. Again, these are the things that I want to hear from our football team. You know, I want our team to have some swag, and I think that's what we're talking about here. Now, what about Dante Fowler? Fowler said that the Falcons, and this is what he's been told, because we haven't seen it. Mike, they're going to allow him to stand up and put his hand in the dirt. You like that?
I think that this was a guy that certainly, I mean, he's got the attitude. If you heard the conversation, we replayed it with Andy and Randy. I mean, he's definitely got the juice too, to paraphrase AJ Terrell. But yeah, I think just get the most out of these guys. I think at sometimes we overthought it with Vic. There was only one way Vic was going to be, you know, productive. That was hand in the dirt. This guy's an athlete. Yes, he was playing alongside Aaron Donald. Well, here's one of the other highest paid defensive tackles in the league with Grady Jarrett. So expectations are not diminished by any stretch.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Here's the deal, guys. Does it matter if it's working? I mean, if his hands in the dirt, my issue with Vic was the coverage thing. If his hands in the dirt, if he's standing up, I don't give a damn. I just want results. I just want to see him getting after the quarterback. So it's good to know, though, that he's saying that because, again, we haven't physically seen him on the field in that way as fans this year. So. And he's just kind of laying out what the Falcons have told him. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It is our Falcon Report, as always, brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys, we want to get you a J-O-B. Go to jobs.domino's.com. They're looking for drivers. They're looking for folks to work in the stores. As we said, they are one sector that has actually not been hurt by COVID. Their business is booming, but they need more folks. So, again, go to jobs.domino's.com. Falcons got to get down to 80 players, Carl, in 12 days. They waived a corner named Rogesterman. Great name, by the way. Rogesterman Ferris. Also, Austin Larkin, a defensive end, and a guy named Bryson Young. And remember, we started this with even 10 less guys than normal, right, because of the NFL rules. They have less camp invitees this year.
Yeah, Larkin was a guy, if I remember correctly, preseason, had a really good preseason last year, if I remember correctly, kind of opened some eyes, and maybe some people thought that he might be a guy that could eventually make the roster, if I remember right. I think he had a couple of sacks, Mike, if I'm thinking of the right guy. Defensive end Larkin, right?
I'm looking at it right now. I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, man. Yeah, he looked the part. Yeah, he was a practice squad guy for the Cowboys. Yeah. And we had him. He played. I think we got him from the XFL.
He played for the
San Antonio Commanders. Again, I'm reading this. I didn't pull that out of my butt. I'm reading this. But yeah, that's where we got him. So good memory. But yeah, he gone. So maybe he can come back if we need more help on D-line.
All right, man. Falcons again. As they continue to get ready and you know, things are not full go yet. This has not been that kind of camp as guys came in and had to pass the protocols. And they had to wait till the CBA actually got, you know, signed, Mike. And now that it is, and, you know, Thursday kind of things, everything goes into play. Now we're going to start to see more and more of actual training camp and what they're trying to get accomplished. So you're seeing some pictures from up there. You're seeing guys, you know, but again, the access, guys, not just for us, I'm talking about generally speaking for the media, it's been different, and it will be this year with Zoom calls and all that kind of stuff, and right. You know, being up close and personal as we have been in so many years past, it's just going to be a little different. But the Falcons are doing a great job of trying to make sure that they're on top of everything to make sure their fans know and we know so we can pass it on to you everything that's going on.
So the Falcons, as you guys know, we talked about it yesterday, we padded the secondary with Darquez Dennard, a former Bengal, another former first-round pick, kid who's from South Georgia, who then went up to the Big Ten. So, again, we got some leadership to help things out there, which is a smart move. And, again, for pennies on the dollar. So that's pretty cool. So secondary coming together. We talked about, we love Fowler. I mean, like, if Fowler plays as well as a Falcon, as his attitude and energy, because it's infectious. Great conversation, man. You're hearing him with Randy and Andy. So let's hope that they get it. And hope that, as you said, the new, would you call this Tack 2.0, or does he look leaner to you? What do you make of the pictures of Tack?
Yeah, he does. I mean, but again, does that help his get off and his first step and all that stuff? I got to see it, bro. I got to see it. Hey, man, coming up, Mike Soroka. I felt terrible last night when I saw what happened. But now the Braves have decisions to make. And Mike said it all day. It's not a curse.
Well, what were the Cubs until Theo Epstein got there? Right? The curse of the billy goat. We know the curse of the Bambino, speaking of Theo Epstein. The curse of the Bambino. No, because you had bad general managers drafting bad players and poor fits. Chicago played in daylight for, what, 40 years before they started finally going to night games? And then somebody finally built a team that could hit in that park? I mean, if you want to sit there and go, yeah, well, what about Georgia? Well, I don't know. Maybe you hang on to Mark Richt too long. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. If you guys believe in that, you're cheating yourself as a fan, because now you're not holding the teams in your town that you root for accountable. It's a cop-out. I mean, we lost the Super Bowl because the coach and the offensive coordinator lost the big picture, because Jake held a guy, because Free, for whatever didn't pick up Hightower. Okay? Nothing to do with luck. Nothing to do with a curse. Players didn't execute. That's it. And if you want to make it more than that, you're an idiot.
So when we talk about curses, let's be careful, because sometimes the lack of performance can't be excused, and we look for reasons when sometimes the reason's right in front of us. You're just not good enough. Freak things happen. It's okay to own that and not make it some crazy curse that we've continued to talk about in our city. 404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We appreciate each and every one of you guys chiming in. And I know, I said earlier, send me things that are a curse. And the one overwhelming thing, which is kind of funny to me, but the one overwhelming thing had nothing to do with sports. Dog, Lake Lanier is a curse.
Hold on now. Now, I don't want to begrudge anyone who's got houses up on Lake Lanier.
No, I don't. By the way, I don't believe that either, Mike.
I'm not a lake person per se. I'm more of a saltwater guy. But I mean, yeah, no, because people don't know how to swim and get in the water and they drown.
Dude, I'll go to Crystal Lake before Lake Lanier. I'll go mess with Jason before I go mess with that lake.
Well, but here's the deal, and I'm being serious.
A lot of stuff in that lake that I don't go back and swim in that lake anymore. I just don't do it.
I've got a lot of friends. As a matter of fact, one of my neighbors, they've got a place up there. Their parents had a place up there. We've gone up there. I've gone to a bunch of lakes because I love to fish and boat and do all these different things. Bottom line is, yes, if you're a dumbass and you jump in a lake with no life jacket and you've been drinking all day, chances are things could probably happen, okay? So that happens frequently. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I have all the answers for everybody that's ever drowned in a lake, but I will say that in a lot of cases, it's like with anything. There's usually some human error involved. You know, when you have boating accidents and whatnot, there's probably been some drinking that's been going on. Oh, people drown. Or swimming. If you can't swim, you know, there's all kinds of things that play out. So I understand that things happen at that lake. Right. But I am also not going to just go, because I know there are thousands of people that go there, Mike, and nothing happens every year.
Right. But again, you said it. I mean, when you go out on a boat, what's the first thing you put on the boat? No, it's not the life preserver. It's the cooler. Okay. Guys get drunk and they wreck the boat and they get killed. That's what I mean. You're right. That's a great example. You know what I mean? Georgia fans, you're not cursed. Your coaches make stupid decisions. Players don't execute. Alabama is coached to perfection. Thus, they play perfectly. We don't. Not yet. Kirby's this close. You know, I mean, that's it. Clemson, I'm a Florida State fan. There's no curse. We couldn't win wide right, wide left. We won 3 championships in my lifetime. I heard that crap for years. Florida State's cursed. No, get out of here. That's, to me, I won't accept that. When I was a kid with my dad, I mean, like, well, the Mets cursed? No, my dad's like, you idiot. We won the World Series in 69. We'll win it again. It'll mean more, just like it will mean more for Falcon fans when we finally get the Super Bowl, because we sat through it. But to sit there and go, well, you know, the Braves are cursed. No, they're not cursed. Bobby Cox held on to his pitchers too long in big games, overthought things with the platoons and the lefty and righty crap. You know, I mean, how do you not win more World Series when you got Smoltz, Clavin, and Maddox? Oh, you know, ball bounce is funny for everybody. No, you did stupid stuff and players weren't clutch. I mean, you could have been the Yankees. You know, tell Waller's not to groove that pitch. That's not a curse. That's a guy executing. That's a backup catcher being clutch. Clutch. It's not curse. It's clutch, Carl. God, I'm losing my mind. You got me all fired up. I blame you. I see stuff on Twitter which makes me cringe because to me it's like you're selling yourself short as a fan.
And you are. And again, we all want to make excuses because it's what we do. But then sometimes you just have to say, like I did in the Super Bowl, we weren't good enough. We didn't finish. That's all there is to it. All right, man, coming up, we got some guy talk. Let's cheer things up here. It is Dukes and Bell. Find us on social media tonight, Braves, Blue Jays, by the way. We'll be talking about how they respond on the show tomorrow and see where this thing goes. All right, what we got, Mike?
All right, we had a ruckus. I told you earlier in Guide Talk about a trip from Amsterdam to Ibiza. Craig has got exclusive 99 The Game audio. We'll get to that. And is Carl's wife messing with his hardwire? We'll explain.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah! Yes! Yeah! Welcome to
Atlanta. Dukes and Bell, hope everybody's having a good Tuesday. Maybe it's Taco Tuesday for you. By the way, have we figured out the Wi-Fi at your house? Did Michelle pull the plug or something? What's going on back there? I rest my case. It is Dukes and Bell. It is our Guy Talk segment brought to you by our buddies at Dukes and Bell. Hey, man. Craig, did Carl drop again?
No, I don't think he's made it back yet.
Okay. Carl's on an extended bathroom break. He's going to get mad when I'm saying these things. No, we had a problem with the digital line earlier. We were joking around, and one guy was saying on Twitter, are you guys not hardwired? You know, metaphor for you get the idea. Hey, while we're starting off, a couple of things. Does anyone out there have the chops digitally? Because I can't do anything with, like, cut and paste or try to, like, Photoshop stuff. It all turns out like a train wreck. But earlier today on social media, we follow Andy and Randy, and somebody was joking around if Georgia Tech had come hard at Randy, would he have become a Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket instead of obviously he's a dog for life. So if anybody can take a photo of Randy McMichael circa early 2000s when he was playing for Don and Rick and Photoshop him into a Georgia Tech jersey and make Randy a Yellow Jacket and send it to me because I want to have some fun with that at Mike Bell ATL. That would be awesome. Did Carl come back, Craig? Is that a no? Are you talking to Carl?
No, I'm not, actually. Well, I'm trying to talk to him down the line, and he has not responded, okay. So I'm assuming right. That Michelle did turn off.
I hope there's no foul play at Carl's house. That would be a buzzkill. There go the ratings and our bonuses. I mean, I don't know who I'd have to work. Again, Carl and I are a perfect unit. I mean, we're the perfect team. You know what I mean? If I go out, you know, Carl, I mean, if Carl goes out, I'm really screwed because he's the only cat in, like, I've been in radio since I was 18. He's the only guy that can stand me and work with me. So
we can bring down that guy from Boston. You know, hey, what's the matter with me, babe? What's the matter with you?
No, plus, I mean, if Carl ever went away, I'd be up Blanks Creek because he sets me up perfectly. We got the best team. Everybody, we got our own beer. That would be a major, major problem. So if anyone is up there by Cannonball's house, somebody run by and press the doorbell. Make sure Carl is alive. All right, I will progress with the stories. But in the meantime, if anybody has a way to Photoshop Randy McMichael into Georgia Tech uniform, make it look authentic, and then I can present that on social media, that would be a lot of fun just to bust Randy's chops because it's something we want to do. Also, Randy and I, and this started on Friday, not sure how the subject got rolling, but it was a joke about who could win a drinking contest. And as I said, well, between Randy and I, we both like to get after it. Randy's a little bit bigger than me. He's taller. Everybody's taller than me. But I've got, you know, three kidneys and two livers. I'm like an X-Man. So, I mean, how would we do this, Craig? Would it be power drinking, you know, shot for shot until somebody, you know, falls over? Is it going to be just like the decathlon, which what I usually consider a drinking contest, where there's a little bit of everything?
See, yeah, beers. I think that'd be tough because if we went beer, I think Randy would get you. But hard alcohol, there's nobody can
That's
run.
That's it. Yeah,
with,
I mean, I might lose to Randy on beer. But I mean, shots to me, it's got to be like a decathlon. You got to have, three events. But, I mean, you get the idea.
I remember bar hopping with you, and I don't remember the last bar because that's how it is drinking with Mike. And all I know is Jaegers were involved, and I don't remember much after that, people.
Yeah, I've killed producers on, like, three continents, by the way. All right, well, Carl, we don't know if Carl's back. We'll soldier on. It is Guy Talk here. He is here on Dukes. I was like, dude, if you're gone, the show is screwed. I'll be dead meat. I'll be working as a DJ in, like, Florida playing Top 40 or something.
No, man, I heard something about an extended bathroom break. Stay out of my business, Mike Bell. Stay out of my business.
I was going to say, don't nobody go to the bathroom for 45 to 60 minutes.
So anyways, man, let's do this. I am here, right. My man. I'm here.
All right. Earlier today, we had a story in part one of Guy Talk about an English, you know, again, English people. It's, by the way, not to stereotype, but, shaved head, skinny, pot belly. They get on planes and they get overserved at airports. A drunk Englishman gets on a plane down to Ibiza. from Amsterdam, gets into a ruckus, wouldn't wear a mask. The mask thing is as big a thing apparently over there as it is here. And next thing you know, people are wailing on each other. You got a battle royal in the back of the plane. And eventually he was arrested when the plane landed in Ibiza. Craig has exclusive Dukes and Bell audio. Okay, now, real quick, just so for those, everybody's on the same page with this, that was the audio of the doctor, I believe it was an Asian man, who was dragged off a plane that was oversold in Louisville, Kentucky, what, 2 years ago, Craig?
Yep, at least.
Yeah, Craig, at least Mike Conti had the best of that. Mike went corporate, didn't he, on that day?
Yeah, it was like, well, Mike Conti's like, I don't want to disparage any airlines here. I don't know if it was American. I'm not sure, but he played that audio. All right, we talked to you earlier about parties, and there was some ragers going on. One in New Jersey with hundreds of people. Guys were, like, selling admission and VIP passes. We still don't know who the NFL player is. At least I couldn't find it, but a reported NFL player had a birthday party at a big hillside mansion in Beverly Hills where four guys got shot when a couple of gang blankers came in and rousted the place. So everyone's going crazy looking for an edge. Carl and I talked about, you know, because you can't have parties in California, you can't go to bars right now. New Orleans bars are closed. So we were saying, you know, what do you do to have some fun? Well, listen to this, Carl, because we got back to you and me having parties, and later, of course, our parents found out about it.
Yeah, yeah.
An Arizona teenager was forced to give away all of his belongings, Carl, as punishment for taking his parents' car on a joyride while they were on vacation.
All of his belongings.
Angel, or Angel, Martinez, 14, sat on his bed outside his family's Phoenix home for hours Monday with a sign that read, "Sorry, I stole my parents' car and was speeding." So not only did they got everything, they've got his bureau, they've got his bed out there on the driveway. You know how out in Arizona, like Vegas, they don't have grass, they have like the pebbles for the lawn?
Oh, yeah.
Closed TV bedroom set, all handed out to neighbors for free to punish the teen for fueling around in the parents' car.
That's a heck of a punishment, man. What's the longest you've ever been grounded, by the way?
Well,
restriction,
I stole my dad's car once. That was an entire summer. And when I threw the party I stole my dad's car when I was 14. But I stole, when I had the party when I was 16, I got pummeled. And my father, being a cop, knew really good ways, good techniques, Carl, that wouldn't show in school. So he used to punch me in the hip like a Charlie horse. So he'd haul me up like one arm and pow, 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 like a Rocky Balboa. But yeah, I got grounded for for an entire, I think 3 months was the worst for me. How about you?
That's about the same. I think it was 3 months, but I was, you know, I had told my parents I didn't feel well and I was sick. And I ended up going and playing basketball at my sister's middle school, which was behind our house. And the principal literally comes out and goes, "Son, what are you doing?" "I'm shooting hoops." And he's like, "Where are you supposed to be? I'm homesick today." So he goes, "What's your name?" Next thing you know, they call my sister, they call my dad. So I got, it was probably the longest because I had lied and said I was sick and I just didn't feel like going to school. And the dumb mistake was obviously going out and playing hoops at a school where all the kids were in attendance. And the teachers were looking at me through the windows like, "Who the hell is this kid out here playing basketball?"
Oh, man. Yeah, you got to be smart about it. This kid out in Arizona, his parents are on a celebrating an anniversary. They went over to Vegas. He got a call. Phoenix police saying their Range Rover had been spotted speeding around their neighborhood. The son said he just wanted to drive, didn't have a license, so he just took it. I did the same thing at 14, so I can't get on this kid. But his parents came up with the ultimate revenge by selling basically all his stuff. Not even selling, giving away all his possessions to the neighbors as punishment for him stealing the family truckster.
Yeah, that's serious business, man. And you know what? I'm sure you're going to learn today, as Kevin Hart would say. You're going to learn today. I don't know if he'll ever do that again, because I got to tell you something. If you had strict parents at any point where they made you, you know, turn your television over, today is phones, right, with kids. But if you had parents that didn't allow you to do anything, go anywhere, dude, you felt like you were in prison, even though you weren't. You felt like it, and then to have your possessions taken away.
Right. Well, what if you were a person in a neighborhood who wanted his bike really bad? Like you were like one of his friends or something. Would you just plot on that? Like come through and take his bike?
I've always wanted Angel's mongoose. Well, take it. No, I mean I'm sure there's some parents out there going, "Oh, tisk tisk, that's bullying. That's being a bad parent." Yeah, that's why your kids are such plains. That's why our country is such a hot mess right now, because all these kids are such candy blanks.
You tell them, Mike.
Nobody got spanked. Oh, no. Yeah, that's what you get. You know what? Tough up. Buck up.
That's why Mike's a winner.
That's right. You know what?
I win.
By the way, all right, for you just getting your house and you missed it earlier, if you heard the story, we're looking to get more space. We want a bigger house. I want a pool. Like everybody else in Atlanta, apparently, I want a house with a pool now.
What do you want? 10, 15,000 square feet? What you looking at?
Dude, all I want, I don't give a crap how big the house is. Just give me a pool, okay?
I heard it was 15,000 square feet, but go ahead.
You know, and an acre would be nice. I like a lot of, you know, you mean land, lots of land. So anyway, last night, as we're leaving the house that I really want, and we're talking with a realtor, and she's like, what do you want? And Becky's like, you know, Mike never loses. I go, that's right. I'm a winner, and I hate to lose at anything. So I'm probably going to overpay terribly for this house because now ego has become involved, Carl. By the way.
Well, Carl, real quick, though. Carl, you didn't know that the real estate agent actually sent me the audio of Mike talking to him.
Well, I don't lose. People who bet on me to lose, lose. And they lose big. You come at me, you better know. I move quick, and when I do, I slice like a damn hammer.
People bet on me, they lose.
Yeah, that's Al, man. Great. By the way, Craig, great poll from what? Oceans 13, right? Oh, my gosh. That's good job. Hey, man, before we get to the birthdays, let's roll along with some closing bell. Find out what the stock market did today. Unless the computer locked up or Craig forgot about the closing bell. No, he got it. There you go. Good job. Brought to you by our buddies at Atlantic Capital Bank. They're based right here in Atlanta. Bankers, guys, that got together to say we can do better for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Get all the details at AtlanticCapitalBank.com. All right, everybody's up, Carl. Again, just like yesterday, small gains, but that beats a sharp stick in the eyeball. Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all in the green by just tiny percentage points today on Wall Street. All right, you got a birthday today. You share it with some pretty cool company. Starting off with Carl, and we talked about this earlier in the program, you got a birthday today. You share it with President Barack Obama. He turns 59 today.
Wow. Okay.
Did a great job with Rep John Lewis's funeral, and that was, you know, he and Clinton were here in town. Jeff Gordon turns 49 today. Squidbilly, he's an Earnhardt guy. He don't like that Jeff Gordon.
Gordon's one of the all-time greats. Come on, Squid.
Yeah, he's, you know, I mean, on TV, I just wish he'd just loosen up and have some fun with it. You know what I mean? Just be a little more loosey-goosey. Billy Bob Thornton. Remember when he was the big thing in acting? He's 65
how old is he
today.
Now? 65. Okay. Was he married to, no, I guess
Angelina
Jolie? They messed around, didn't they, or were they married?
I didn't think they were married. There was that crazy story about them having little vials of each other's blood around their necks, which is kind of weird. Yeah. Meghan Markle's birthday. Can I be in the supermarket and not see her face on the cover of the Inquirer or the Star? I don't care about the royal family. Do you?
Not really. I haven't, you know, listen, when the whole wedding thing happened, it was cool just because it doesn't happen every day and it's such a big deal. But no, my day-to-day life doesn't go on what the royal family's doing. No.
Just go to self-checkout, Mike.
What's that now?
Just go to self-checkout.
You know, put your pipe down. By the way, if we're going to get this house, I was just talking to Craig during the commercial break. If we get this house with the big, like, with the big yard, Becky's mowing the lawn. I'm not mowing the freaking lawn, okay? Can we just set that
record straight? You're putting her on the mower.
Yeah, I'm gonna get like an old like a riding mower like Forrest Gump in the movie. Just go up and down. We get crisscross patterns, Carl, like the center field and the outfield. You know.
You know what? These are things you have to work out before you purchase the house, Mike.
I can see him like Back to the Future. Hey, Biff, two coats this time. Two coats.
Don't con me, Biff. Also, you got a birthday today. Two Louis, Louis Vuitton and Louis Armstrong. And that's Guy Talk on a Tuesday.
Max Fried on the hill tonight. Braves back at it, but no Soroka. We'll talk more about that and also the latest with the Big 12 and the NFL. It's on the way.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.